Welcome back to segment two of program seven of The Bigger Picture. I'm Marshall Wood, continuing our conversation of black and white faith in America. That is the primary foundation of our country. Our country is in trouble, so we have to look at what's wrong with our faith system that's producing or helping to produce this, well, this dire circumstance that we're in. And so this segment is going to be a little bit tough because I'm going to talk about the things you can't talk about. And since I'm white, I'm not really allowed to say anything about the black culture and things that may be inherently evil in that. Well, I'm going to do that because I've had enough of the nonsense that I see. And I want to talk about briefly the nonsense down in Jacksonville with Channel 4, WJXT, its station general manager and vice president of operations is a, I'm sure, a well-meaning and reasonably well-educated black woman, I think possibly in her 30s, who has been calling the shots a little bit after the great purge of that station that happened in 2014. I think she came on board in maybe in 2021, but they were leading up to it. And you can go online and see the great purge of WJXT. But this woman has a degree from, I think, a historically black school, but it doesn't matter. It's a Midwestern school, and it meets all the credentialing that's necessary, meets all the standards necessary to be credentialed as a college. And then her enhanced degree is a certificate of diversity and exclusivity. From Cornell University. Not sure what a certificate of diversity and inclusivity is, but I guess that certifies her as a CRT expert, and it is why we are seeing in that television station the repeated night after night story of the terrible massacre that took place in the Dollar General store there near the black university there in Jacksonville. It's a mystery to me why people can't understand why a disturbed young man who did something unspeakable because of the disturbed nature of his mind could be used as a cause celebrer, a celebrity cause of what is the great mindset of black people today. Everywhere you turn, we're being shot at, we're being discriminated against, and it's white America that is our enemy and wants to tear us down. And listen, this proves that this person was a racist. Because, yeah, you know what I'm talking about. You, I'm sick of it. I'm tired of it. Every night since that event, we've had this event brought up, and it's celebrated. They recently had some other memorial. Listen, it's terrible that people die, okay? But when you take an event that was not a white supremacist event and you turn it into a holy grail of white suppression of the black person, well, it's the reason that we're having the problems that we do. And the Democrats are eating it up, but the Democrats are led by Satan himself, and anybody that's a Democrat, well, God save you from what's ahead. All right. Okay, that's simmer down, Woody, straighten up. All right, here's what I want to talk about that I'm not supposed to talk about. Let's use this term racism, because it's been leveled at me several times when I talk as I'm talking on the radio now, but other times in the past. Well, Woody, you're just a racist. Well, if I'm a racist because I'm preserving the American system and advocating for its being honored and restored and protected, then I guess I'm a racist. But I want to look at that seminal 19th century for a minute. Daniel chapter 4 said, verse 4 of chapter 12 of the book of Daniel. It says, Daniel, close up the words of this book. Shut it up, because if you try to read it now, nobody's going to understand it. In fact, you can't read it until a particular thing happens. Men shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall abound. And if, take my word for it, that pretty much indicates the 19th century and all those things that happened in the 19th century, which led up to the return of Israel to the promised land, pretty much validates that as a true statement. Daniel chapter 12, verse 4, the 19th century was a seminal century. And in that century, we had slavery very active in Africa. Arabs were taking the black captives from the black chieftains and then selling them to the Europeans, particularly the Portuguese. And it happened, several centuries before. But really, Africa became known openly because of Stanley Livingston, Dr. Livingston, and Stanley, and Richard Burton, and the other great explorers of that 19th century. And we understood what really took place in Africa, that it was blacks enslaving blacks and then selling them to the Arabs, who were selling those folks to the rest of the world. And yes, the whites bought them and had for a long time. And I don't excuse slavery for a minute. But white people repented of that, sort of, didn't they? Yeah, they did, because for the most part, none of them really agreed with it, or we never would have cast it off. And Lincoln, with the Emancipation Proclamation, freed them. And it's been a long journey back to where they are now. But I will assure you, as we had a president recently that was black, and that it seems like every sheriff in this country or every school head of a school board is a black face. In fact, usually it's a black female face. You have to say, well, things have really changed, even if you listen to those black people. Oh, things haven't changed. They're after us. They're trying to wipe us out. Look what happened to the Dollar General. Nonsense. Utter nonsense. There's a power play that is going on right now. How ironic it was that the powerless have become the powerful. Perhaps that's God's irony. I don't know. But I do know that what once was a world that was dominated by and led by productive white men has now been turned upside down, like Isaiah 5:20 says, woe to those who make good evil and evil good. We've had a very productive system turned upside down. Our economy is about to tank entirely. We have no credible military anymore, and its leadership is crumbling. But the cause celebre, the cause that we're focused on, is racism in America has to be eliminated. Ain't no racism, folks. Racism is in the black community. And I'm going to show you that in segment 3 that comes up. But be ready for a rough ride, because we're not allowed to say that. But the most racist people in America and possibly in the world reside in the black culture in America. People have risen to a enviable standard in the world, and yet continue, because it's working for them so well, to decry the horrors of racism really don't exist to the magnitude they say. Come back, please, for the next segment, and we'll discuss it further.